It's Andy, welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Next week sees the first games in the new National League in Wales. Good luck to everybody taking part. I spoke to Wales Netball CEO Vicky Sutton about the league a few weeks ago on the podcast, what it means for those taking part and how it'll help the game develop in Wales.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Always great to speak to Vicky Sutton from Wales Netball. And Vicky, the launch of a new national league, really good time to get it up and running.
Yeah, and the timing of it is key in terms of when the league happens, because it's sort of that summer period when domestic leagues are finished, the league is coming to an end, and there's just that thirst for netball that then seems to get taken over by summer holidays. So we're really excited that we can not only provide a really good spectator opportunity for more high quality netball in Wales, but also that we're giving those players that are really at the top of their club game the opportunity to extend their season and really compete at what we hope will be an even higher level. We've been talking about this for a long time, Andy, and obviously it was railroaded a bit by COVID, but I'm really thrilled that now we have a really clean logo. We've got some really great team logos that will work in synergy, and I'm just really thrilled to be able to bring this to life. It's been a lot of hard work behind the scenes, involving a lot of phases. So yeah, really thrilled that it's finally becoming a reality. I think I'll have a massive grin on my face when I'm up in in Bangor for the first event, because just seeing it actually on court and seeing all the players in their clubs will be really exciting and rewarding as well.
Give us a rough idea of number of teams initially and where they're located.
Yeah, so there's 6 teams. We're hoping to grow it to 8 over the next year, but 6 teams. So we've got City Flames, which is essentially Cardiff and the Vale. We've got North East Inferno, so takes in Bangor, Anglesey and you know, Gwynedd and those areas. North West Fury, again, the West, so closer to the English border. We've got South East Blaze, which is essentially the Gwent area of Wales. Valley Volcanoes, which is through the middle of Wales. We've got RCT Merthyr and those valleys areas, which are really rich sporting talent pools. Then West Wales Phoenix, so everything from Llanelli, Carmarthen, down to Pembrokeshire, but also the likes of Swansea as well. Those participants can go and trial for West Wales. How it works is you can choose who you want to trial for. So it's either where you live now or your sort of home or family address. It really is a national league, but it's really steeped in sort of Welsh heritage as well for not only the league, but also the players. You'll also notice that the Flames or the Phoenix or the Volcano, it points towards where on the Welsh map that area is from. So Northeast Blaze points towards the northeast of the compass.
Oh, I haven't got that far, yes.
Haven't you? Yeah, there's some little hidden tweaks in the logos that are really important. Well, I can't wait to show dresses and the training kit as well, because they're all really, really special too.
I know you've already asked me who I think I might be supporting, but I think I'll wait and see who the players are first, because like Storm, my Super League team is for life and not just there for the peaks and troughs. So I'll wait and see first.
Great, good. And there will be some names, you know, players of the past, Welsh Feathers of the past, Celtic Dragons of the past. There are some exclusions this season, so you won't see anyone who's in the Welsh Feathers programme. You won't see anyone who's in our National Academy. You won't see anyone in a franchise, but you will certainly know some names, and there'll be a lot of really great netball talent in the 6 teams for sure.
I was going to ask about that. What's the considerations over eligibility?
Yeah, and this league will evolve over time. This year, we're keeping it as purely a top-level club competition for those club players. So we have made some exclusions for the groups that I just mentioned, with a view to them having really busy calendars. Obviously, it's a World Cup year. The Feathers are going to be in camp at the same time as this National League occurs. So they'll be busy with their coach, Emily Handyside, doing, you know, really good prep for the World Cup. However, you know, I'm not saying that next year there won't be room for them. It's just an opportunity to test it. But National League was always intended for club players, to give them that something a bit extra. However, sure, we're excited to see what happens this year. But at the end of the year, we'll evaluate it. And if we need to make changes and tweaks to the eligibility, then we will. The beauty of National League is it's our project, it's our league, so we can use it to the best advantage netball in Wales.
Nice. Remind us of the website to find out more.
So if you go on the Wales Netball website, if you click what's on, there's a National League drop down, and that takes you to the National League microsite with all of the info on it there.
Daisy Francis Bayman here. Online at flyhawk.com, you can find the full range of their netball products, including hoodies, leggings, netball, and so much more. There are even kit packages that suit everybody, available in sizes UK 4 to 24 and lots of different lengths too. Plus, we can even send you a sample pack for a returnable fee to try some of the range.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor and you're listening to The Netball Show.
It's a netball show and we're speaking to Vicky Sutton. Vicky, before we get back to the league, we've seen as well there's going to be a new vacancy announced that's for analytical individual to work with the head of performance. What can you tell us about that role?
Yeah, I mean, that role has been in the organisation for quite some time. We've gone through a period of clarification, trying to figure out exactly what we need for that role. And to be honest, we're not too far off it with what we have now. It's just a case of doing a formal recruitment process now because it's an extended sort of short-term contract currently. So it's just crossing some T's and getting a full-time member of staff in on a permanent contract. So yeah, but obviously we'll continue to drive the brilliant work that Sarah Moore and her team are doing around refreshing the entire performance pathway.
Deadline for that is 1 o'clock on the 11th of May. More information on the Wales Netball Twitter. I admit I just threw that on you, so well done. Big day today because those athletes that are going to be taking part in the league have finally been named.
Yeah, so 100 athletes across six teams, 100 netballers. You will recognise some names from past Welsh Feathers, past Celtic Dragons. So very exciting times. Again, six identities, all very well linked across Wales, but I honestly can't pick a winner. I can't even pick who's going
to. I'll still need time on mine. I'm sorry, but yeah, you're going to have to wait a bit longer.
I will. I'll be nagging you once you've decided. But there's strength across all of the teams. You know, you've got some people that have competed very recently in World Youth Cup and have graduated the under 21s now. You've got, you know, the likes of ex Welsh Feathers who have been to Commonwealth Games. You know, it's a really good group of people, and then some unknowns as well. And the league will grow from strength to strength. So I'm excited to see how year one pans out, but with the promise that year two will certainly be bigger and better and bolder, to quote our own strategy.
And you've said as well, but it is a pure Wales netball tournament as well. So you'll be able to adapt along the way and just see how things take on this year and see what's what from there. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some quite strict eligibility criteria and we've done as best as we can to make sure nobody sneaks through. But yeah, it's only for people that are eligible to play for Wales, and I will find people that aren't. but yeah, it's to support the development of Wales as a netballing nation. So yeah, there's 100 people in there that are all deemed to be talented by their respective coaches. So we'll see how it all pans out.
It's going to be really nice for businesses to get involved with this from day one almost. So can businesses sponsor individual clubs, that kind of thing?
They can, yeah. So we have a couple of people interested in being a headline sponsor, so it's unlikely that that one will still be available. However, you know, open to any exciting offers, of course. But each team has two partnership slots, so those partners would get space on the back of the dress. They'll get tagged in all the tweets around that team, you know, the opportunity to really support a team local to them. So it's a great opportunity for a small business that is either doing well in an area of Wales or wants to break into an area of Wales to really get close to that particular team, work with them, work with, you know, a female sport, and really get their logo seen across Wales over the next few months. So it's an incredibly reasonable package. People can email me, Andy, if they're interested. My email address is on the Wales Netball website. But we are looking for a two-year commitment because we really want National League to grow and flourish, and we want those partners to come on that journey with us.
I think that's pretty fair, that even that exposure getting involved with women's sport will bring.
Yeah, it's so exciting, and we're going to live stream the finals day, so it'll be seen by people a lot further afield than just Wales. We also have a massive following on social media from people outside Wales too, so those partners will have really good visibility, not only at those competitions, but also throughout the next few months as the league runs. So yeah, I think it's incredibly good value for money, and it won't stay at that price for long. So yeah, act fast if I was a
more on the league itself than just on the Wales Netball website?
Yeah, we've got a separate section on the Wales Netball website that is for National League. So it talks about the dates. It'll have the teams up there that are live now. And yeah, the venues. And then there'll be tickets that will go out for sale. So there's not a huge number of seats in the first two venues, so Bangor and Swansea, but the finals weekend in House of Sport is where we've got our 1,000-seater venue. But there will be tickets available for all three sessions across Wales.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast's rail.